Lutheran Radio presents Cross Encounters with Pastor George Samietz.
The news recently here in the UK of the murder of the Year 11 pupil in Croydon and the felling of the landmark tree at Sycamore Gap besides Hadrian's Wall, and of course I could have chosen many other news items, testifies to the effects of sin and that humanity's ultimate endpoint is death. Gloomy, depressing, sad, I know. Whether we are talking about civilizations, a tree reportedly 300 years old, or a 15-year-old schoolgirl, we know that they will not continue to infinity, but to hasten the end, to deliberately act to destroy, is what makes us shudder, get sad and angry, become fearful, or more determined to protect our own, because deep down we all know that life wasn't meant to be like this. Whether it is the corrupt and conceited leaders, someone with skill and a chainsaw, or a teenager with a knife, the event that shocks us doesn't occur in a vacuum, in an instant. They've all been some sort of build-up, a rationale, something that made sense to the perpetrators, but which blinded them to another point of view. We are also unlikely to think that all perpetrators of evil deeds are totally evil, because we can imagine that they are nice to someone in their life, and they do kind things for someone. Nevertheless, whether we've hurt someone's feelings, done wrong to someone, broke the law because we thought we could, or we wanted to, or gone down a dark tunnel consumed by something like hurt or revenge or self-loathing, we know that we can and do act in ways that harm ourselves and others, but we're either blind at the time about the consequences, or we don't care. Living has been described as walking, being on the move. Christian discipleship picks up that image and is described as following Jesus, or that Jesus is walking with us. Walking in and with Christ is a description of Christian obedience, and of course not from fear, but as our lived experience of being held, comforted, supported, blessed, loved by God in Jesus Christ. Sin is described variously as missing the mark, as in the archer shooting the arrow, or as rebellion. But I am drawn to the image in Psalm 1 of the walker slowing down, stopping, sitting down, and thus one is stuck or imprisoned, trapped, consumed now by one's single worldview, blind to the big picture, and it is from this position that actions flow. A knife is drawn, the chainsaw goes for hours, the refusal to stop corruption and do the right thing. All these actions have justifications in the minds of the perpetrators. They are reasonable in that moment. They make sense for them, no matter the consequences or the actual truth and reality. And the end product is ultimately death and destruction come early. That is why Jesus offers us the best way to live, a new identity loved and forgiven by God. And his presence through words, water, bread and wine come with us as we walk and encourage us not to stop and sit and become stuck in thoughts and deeds that will only lead to an early death. Following Jesus, listening to him, receiving from him is the best antidote to inertia that seeks to imprison us in our world of me first. Following Jesus offers us the best resilience to the words we say to ourselves, to the poor behaviours we do that seek to imprison us and harm others. Christians are like moving trees, because the living water of Jesus, the Holy Spirit, moves with us so that we can always be fruitful for others and never wither. Eternal life is ours already. We'll just get to experience it in the heavenly realm. After all, we walk by faith and not by sight. And our goal is life, living in all its fullness for us and for those around us. Let us pray. Lord God, Heavenly Father, you have called us to open our hands so that you might fill them. Open not only our hands, but our hearts also, so that we recognize your goodness, count all things lost in comparison with you, and desire to be made like you. We ask this through your Son, Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen.
Love is in the air.
Christ is in the air.
Lutheran Radio UK.